This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me is Kshitijan, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitijan. Thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's a day of celebration yet again. We've seen four consecutive days of gains on the day street, and both the Sensex and the Nifty have actually reclaimed or the crucial 50-day moving average as well.
Yes.
So how was the day's trading action? Especially today was a big day because we also had the RBI's monetary policy.
Right. Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. In fact, Indian market gained momentum after the Monetary Policy Committee kept rates on hold at 5.15%, which is largely on expected lines, but incentivizing credit flow to certain stressed sectors such as auto, housing, and MSMEs by exempting them from CRR on incremental credit to these sectors till July 2020 actually boosted sentiment on the street. In fact, Sensex rose for the fourth consecutive day in a row, while Nifty 50 reclaimed its crucial 50-day moving average, placed at 12,117. Now, rate-sensitive stocks rallied on ease in liquidity measures introduced by the government and possibility of lower rates in the future. Now, let's also look at the key policy decision. Now, repo rate maintained at 5.15%, stance remains accommodative, and reverse repo rate remains at 4.9%. Now, next policy meeting is at March 31st, April 1st, and April 3rd, 2020. Now, loans to medium enterprises will now be externally benchmarked. Formation of SROs, which is self-regulatory body for digital payment system. FY 2021 GDP growth is estimated at 6%. And in terms of inflation estimate, RBI expects the fourth quarter FY 20 CPI inflation at 6.5%. And the first half of FY 21 inflation target is pegged at 5.4 to 5%, which means that RBI expects inflations to go down in FY 21. Now, MPC recognizes that there's a policy space available for future action, which is definitely positive for the street. Now, experts feel that the RBI has delivered positively towards growth and credit without actually deviating from the inflation targeting framework.
Absolutely. Now, Kshitij, could you also explain how did the markets really react to the policy announcements, even though it was on unexpected lines? Apart from this, if you could also expound upon how was the broader indices performance and also the sectoral indices, how did they react?
Yes. In fact, if you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex rose 163 points to 41,306, while the Nifty 50 ended 48 points higher at 12,137. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in the telecom space, which rose 1.9%, followed by the public sector index that was up 1.5%, and the oil and gas index rose nearly 1%. Now, Nifty Bank rose nearly 1%, outperforming the benchmark index, supported by gains in IndusInd Bank, RBL Bank, Bank of Baroda, SBI, and Punjab National Bank. Now, profit taking was visible in the consumer durable sector that fell 1.1%, followed by the IT index that was down 0.8%, and the FMCG index that was down 0.5%. Now, the broader market did outperform as the mid-cap index rallied 0.8%, followed by the small-cap index that gained 0.52%. Now, in terms of Nifty gainers, SBI, Z Entertainment, Eicher Motors were the top Nifty gainers. And in terms of losers, Titan Company, Infosys, Cipla, and Tata Motors were the top Nifty losers.
Absolutely. Now, apart from this, Kshitij, also there were a whole host of other stocks that were in action today on the back of news flows. Let's start off with the banking names, which ended the session on a handsome note after RBI announced several measures to boost the credit growth in the stressed sectors such as realty, MSMEs, and NBFCs. Now, RBL Bank, IndusInd Bank, SBI, Bank of Baroda, PNB, Yes Bank, and IDFC First Bank ended with gains of about 3 to 4%, and GETND India share prices also gained about 7% in trade today after the company won an order from Power Grid Corporation. Apart from this, Dilip Buildcon share prices gained about 2% in trade after the company was declared as the lowest bidder for Chhattisgarh project. Granules India share prices also gained nearly 5% after the company received a US FDA approval for its tablets. Now, share prices of the housing finance companies also rose about 15% today after the Monetary Policy Committee of Reserve Bank of India permitted the extension of the project loans for commercial real estate as well. Now, Kshitij, could you also explain what are the technical charts and the patterns suggesting right now? We've already achieved the crucial 50 days moving average on the Nifty, that is 12,117, and that's what you pointed out. What are the other resistance and support levels now which we need to watch out for?
Right. Well, in terms of technical charts, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily chart, which resembles a spinning top kind of a pattern. Now, it has actually surpassed its crucial 50 days moving average place at 12,117. So that is definitely a positive sign. Now, if you look at the daily charts, now a close above 12,160 would actually trigger a buy signal on the super trend indicator. And in the last four sessions, if you look at that, Nifty has added around about, or you could say more than 500 points to its kitty, thereby dragging some of the momentum oscillators into the overbought zone on lower time frame charts, which suggests some consolidation in the offering. But as long as Nifty sustains above 12,084, it may try to drag on its feet towards its logical targets of 12,266. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. But short-term weakness could be expected on a close below 12,084. And in such a scenario, the initial target can be towards 11,950, they say. In fact, three crucial levels to watch out for on Friday would be 12,084. That is your crucial support. On the higher side, 12,160 will be the first resistance, and the crucial bit of resistance is placed at 12,266.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Dinshitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for and also a strategy that investors and traders can adopt going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to us.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.